Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 212 already, August 19th. Wow, the holidays are creeping up very quickly. I will be, of course, playing appropriate music today and for the forthcoming programs. First of all, just a quick announcement. We're talking about Monday, September 1st, will be the unveiling for Cantor Moshe Schulhoff. It will take place at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Wellwood Cemetery on Pine Lawn Road in Farmingdale, New York, in the Moorish section. I will be happy to send directions for anyone who wishes to be there. You take the LIE to exit 49S, and it's only a few minutes from there. So I'll be happy to send you explicit details on how to get there and the information. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. A couple of additions that I don't know how I missed them on my cantorial calendar. Well, Yaakov Motzin will be at the shul at Bal Harbor for Slichot through Sukkot. And of course, if you are interested in a very, very outstanding Slichot, you'll want to be with Yitzchak Meir Helfgott at Parkey Synagogue. For details about that, you can also contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, we have lined up for this first hour something a little different. I attended a cantoral convention a few years ago, and you know, one of the problems when they make these tapes is they don't tell you, they don't put dates, they just say cantoral convention. So I don't really know how many years ago it was, but this was a master class that Cantor Moshe Schulhoff gave concerning the Malchiot portion of the service, and it was a lecture, a class, if you will, on or hints for davening of Chazonis. So let's go right to that very interesting program. I think those of you who are Mevinim will be very interested in hearing what he had to say.
We're fortunate to have as our first practicum leader Chazan Moshe Schulhoff from Eitz Jacob Congregation in Los Angeles. For most of us, Chazan Schulhoff needs no introduction. He is a world-renowned exponent of Eastern European Chazanut. A protege of David Kusevitsky, has toured extensively in the Soviet Union and other Eastern Bloc countries. He has served as Chazan in Johannesburg, South Africa, and is heard often in concert. We in the Western region were especially inspired by Chazan Schulhoff's masterful session in the Art of Improvisation in Palm Springs just this last January. Without any further delay, I would now like to present Chazan Schulhoff and his presentation of a fresh approach to the Rosh Hashanah chant of the Chazan, the Malchuyot. Chazan Schulhoff.
Thank you very much. Hello, Chavirim. Shalom. I'd like to thank the organizing committee of the convention to invite me to discuss and to talk about Malchiot. I think it's a wonderful idea on the part of the organizers, because most Chazanim never have a chance to say it. Can you pass out the music?
You have a couple of sheets.
Thank the committee for asking me to do this session. As a Chazan, I rarely have the chance actually to say Malchus, because by that time the hour is quite late. But in truth, Malchus Zichrona Shofros is the highlight of the Rosh Hashanah prayers. And if one can single out what is where the Chazan should spend most of his time, in fact, it should be the Malchus Zichrono Shofros. Because for practical purposes, the other prayers of Nesanet Tokef and Hineni, where the Chazan spends a lot of time, he gets another chance at that, and that's on Yom Kippur. Well, this does not repeat itself. And from a, not from a practical point of view, but actually from a significance point of view, this is the essence of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the other prayers were piyutim that were added later, but it's not the original Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, we do fight a time element when we reach this point. Too close. And I think that we need to reassess and rethink what we do as far as Hineni and all the other prayers, perhaps on at least one day of Rosh Hashanah to be Mekatzer and give ourselves the opportunity to do a proper Malchus Zichrono Shofros. At that point, usually, what happens is there's a mass exodus in most synagogues after Kedusha. And those that are left, the people that are left at that time are the real daveners. And these are the people that will understand the soul of the Chazan. They're waiting to hear that Bal Tefillah, the Nusach. And you can feed on their inspiration because you've spent a lot of time building up an atmosphere. You've created a mood with all the things you've done before. And now is the time to actually reap the benefits of what you've created. This is when you should really let go. And there can be an exchange between you and the congregants. If you have done your job right until that point, at that point, they will give you back the vibes already. And then you can really start the daven. What I can do here, and going over this, is only a simulation. It's not possible to recreate. Because to recreate a malchus, I needed to say hineni, I needed to say ovus, I needed to say nesanet tokef v'chol ma'aminim oleinu. All of this, if I've done, and I brought myself mentally to that proper mood and state, then I can do a real malchus. At this point, I can only simulate and do the music. To be effective at this point, this is the true test of a chazan. You can read recitatives and sing beautifully, and you can actually come across very effectively on most of the other things that you do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But if you're not a Bal Tefillah, you're going to be at a loss at this point. The word Bal Tefillah, unfortunately, in today's day and age, is used very loosely. Very often I hear Balabatim say about a certain Chazan, for example, Ez Nishkein Chazan, Ez a Bal Tefillah, which means he's trying to say that he's no good. Somebody says to me about tefillah, I consider this the highest compliment. A chazan is an embellishment of a bal tefillah. But if you're not a bal tefillah, you really cannot be a chazan. A bal tefillah is a davener, and that's what we're really there for. We're not giving a concert. We have to inspire, and we have to daven, and we represent the congregation. And to be a bal tefillah, we have to have a soul that's on fire and ignite the souls of all the congregants. And you will not do that by singing recitatives as an artist, only as a Bal Tefillah. In general, we spoke about improvisation. Some of the people from the West Coast may remember when I spoke about this, that when a chazan davens, you cannot daven as isolated pieces it will not create a davening. The whole thing is one picture, and it's framed by one frame. And the whole thing has to be cohesive and tied together. In simple terms, on a Shabbos, for example, if I'm going to say a shtikel lekel boruch, for example, I will not make short shrift of shochenad and kula mahuvim, and then all of a sudden, zetz, a big lekel boruch, because the congregation is not ready to receive. It has to be developed to the point of slowly warming up your congregation and in the same time warming up your own soul. So that when you reach that Lekel Boruch, it's not all of a sudden you did a recitative, but it's the natural chain of events. At this point, this is what must happen, and if it doesn't happen, then the davening is cold, and suddenly everyone feels let down. When you're going to do a real Malchus Zichron Shofros, you cannot say, okay, I gotta look at my time and reach this and make it quick. You can be a little mikatzer, but you have to think of that down the line when you're doing the things before. And you have to bring and warm and create so that when it comes to this point, when you're going to be that real Bal Tefillah, if you don't do it, people will feel let down because they need it at this point. Before I will go specifically into Malchus, I want to give a little overview of what the whole picture is of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. As I stated before, this is actually the essence of Rosh Hashanah per se. What is Rosh Hashanah, the significance of Rosh Hashanah? It's different than Yom Kippur. We don't pray for forgiveness. There are little mentions of it, but that's not the essence of it. The essence is Malchus. We proclaim God as the King of the universe, and we give Him His dominion, and we subjugate ourselves to His dominion. Then the second is Zichronos, the remembrance of what Rosh Hashanah is historically, as a day of creation, the day God created this world, and how He became master. And this is the anniversary date of that. And then Shofros, the specific mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, the blowing the shofar, and what it means to us, and what it means to the Jewish people historically. And this is Rosh Hashanah. And the Nusach itself must reflect these three ingredients. Obviously, the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah is mostly in a minor, in tefillah mode. But when you come to Malchus, logic dictates that this cannot continue on in minor. It has to be in the closest thing that we have to a major. We actually do not have a major in Jewish music. We have the Mixolydian, which is a major, with the seventh being minor, a half step lower. Could you play the scale? And we would start Malchus in this mode. And once you do that, you can take license and go into a real major, but coming back to the Mixolydian. And again, not forgetting that the real Nusach, however, is in minor. So there has to be some remembrance of this minor when the words call for it. Then you continue to Zichronos. Zichronos already is the Nusach. And could you play the scale for me? But again, even in Zichronos, there are passages that require a majestic feel. And you find this throughout the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah is in a minor, constantly going to the relative major. Now, you can always play with the relative major and the minor, depending on the words, what it needs, and you can go back and forth. And I don't know what mode actually this is. I wouldn't call it a tefillah mode, because tefillah mode is basically a minor. And it's almost like the Magen Avos mode, however, it's the other way around. Magen Avos is in major, using the relative minor, while here we're using the minor and the relative major. And then Shofros again. Shofros is a majestic, and Aton Iglesias always, again in the Mixolydian. Before we start this whole section, we say Ochil Olakel. Now Ochil Olakel has the same nusach of the beginning of Musaf, of Misot Chachamim Nevonim, and these passages that you end before you start Unesana Tokev. And it just occurred to me, possibly, since we use that as the warm-up for that highlight of the first half, we use Ochil Olakel to introduce, again, the highlight of the second half of Musaf. And we go back, we recapitulate to the beginning, and use the same Nusach all over again. And we'll go through Ochil Olakel right now. Unfortunately, I am just getting over a bronchitis, and I will not sing in full voice. Just do a little bit. I hope you'll bear with me.
Asher b'kalam ashir ha'uzam abi yarnonos be'yod mifalom le'od. Hashem sposai tivitav ufi yagit ilasecho
And now we come into Alkena Kavalecha. If you'll take the sheet that we gave out,
I may have one.
I just recently wrote it and I have not totally committed to memory, so you'll forgive me for holding the music. And before we go through the number, I'd like to go through the translation, and I will briefly run through it piece by piece, explaining why I wrote what I wrote. We start with Alkeinu Kavalecha. We hope, therefore, that our Lord, soon to behold thy majestic glory. Okay? Obviously very majestic, and we need to start majestically in a Mixolydian. which is the nosach.
Hashem Elokeinu.
Now liros mehero, to see quickly.
Liros mehero.
Say it quickly, don't schlep.
Visiferes uzecho. Liavir giluli minoretz.
Now we're talking about other gods. Which I don't go to the tonic. I use the seventh. No, sorry, I'm not the sixth there. The seventh, right. The lowered seventh, correct. And destruction, I want a sound that I want to destroy it. Okay. Lisakein olam b'malchus Shaddai, which is translation specifically to perfect the world in the reign of the Almighty.
Lisakein olam b'malchus Shaddai.
And all the people will call his name. The wickedness of the world, I will say, using a diminished. Now to recognize, Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei tevel, to recognize, all the people should recognize kol yoshvei tevel, the inhabitants of the world, to recognize God, okay?
Yakiru Kol yoshevei tevel, kol yoshevei tevel.
And the osia, for those of you who have a high C, so it repeats the same.
Kol yoshevei.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back here earlier. Just go to the high C.
Kol yoshevei.
Okay. Now, till now, we spoke about God. Now, we're speaking about ourselves. Therefore, my logic dictated that I will go into the minor now. Because we're speaking about our subjugating ourselves to God. Therefore, we should not continue in this majestic vein, but talk in a minor. And the osia to this is we bow to God. And now, again, coming back to speak to about God. Giving honor to God.
simuloi halim
And here I put a melody in. And if you can join in with me, please.
Ki amal chuzishel chayi Ulol meyat timer chavam Kakasu besoiros echol Ki amal chuzishel chayi
This melody I wrote specifically to be very, very simple and using a lot of sequences. And the reason for it is that I want people to catch it very quickly. And if I write something novel and very interesting, it will not catch. And there's not a chance to repeat it like on Shabbos. You can repeat a melody week after week after week, and eventually people start singing. You only have 2 days, and then you have to wait another year before you can use this melody, and it's going to be forgotten. So I try to pick something to choose something and write something very, very simple and very repetitive. Back into major. Thank you. It's quite a simple number, and I'm sure that you'll be able to enjoy it and use it. Thank you. Right. Now, at this point, we're going to leave the Mixolydian and go back to Nusach. I did not write anything b'kavana for this. It's my feeling that if you use a recitative for this, you're not a Baal Tefillah. And I think you need to be a Baal Tefillah, and the Baal Tefillah means improvising upon the Nusach. And I want to leave myself that freedom. I don't want to be locked in with anything at this point. And I would just simply go on with the Nusach. I'll come into the minor. You stop to Zog, you have to be a Zogger. And I switched here, as I spoke before. Lo ibit ovem be Yaakov are sins minor, sruas melech bo into the relative major, and I continue that because it's vayhi bishur melech. Vayhi bishur melech bisasefer asheyon yachad ishiv neiserol uvedirei kodesh. Ki
menucha o moshe bagoyim venemar Hashem malach geyus lavei lavei Hashem ofis hazar
It's almost like Shabbos because it's Hashem Malach mode, and I'm actually going to the relative major, which is Hashem Malach mode, almost what's done on Shabbos. And continue. Here you got an option. You can continue in major, you can go into the minor, it's what you feel like. And I'll explore both possibilities.
See you. Shiyorimed v'shevereichem v'nosu pizichei olom v'yavoy melech hakavod
or we ended
v'nemar k'din seyu shiyorimed v'shevereichem Vinosu pizichayalom Ve'yavoy melech ha'kavoy Mi yise melech ha'kavoy Hashem mizuz v'gibor Hashem Kibor milcha.
And then you must already come down because it's going to be too repetitious.
Seyubu sheyarim erashevechem O seyubu piyeshevayoyelam V'yuvvoy melech ha'kavod
Again, I went into a cadence of a major, still needed.
Mi yosev melech ha'kavod
And I'll end in the nusach, definitely.
Hashem etzev ha'kavod Omelech Hakovod Selo.
A third possibility, I may use a melody in Sushi Om Rashechem, and I'll sing it for you, one I sometimes use. And this is something that people will catch on because you do have an opportunity to sing it again. You sing it by Ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah, and you'll sing it again, Ma'ariv, on Yom Kippur.
Seyu sheyarim roshechem v'nosu pizcheyoyrom v'nosu pizcheyoyrom v'yovoy melech
etc. Et and I'll repeat the melody again a second time, but end. Now I'm going to speak only from my own personal feelings, but this everyone has to either agree with me or not. I have to say Kvartins Ba'ayidei Avodecha Hanaviim. I'm not happy if I didn't say it. Okay. Sometimes I have the feeling almost that there are certain compositions, and this is one of them, that it's almost as if the Paitan, when he wrote it, thought of it. That's what he had in mind. And once you, it's so well known and it's so beloved that anything you'll do could be better. I don't know if it can be accepted. People will be say, oh, we didn't hear. So I will always do it. And this is a recitative. I generally will pick, I'll do one recitative in a part. Generally, I must tell you, the Al Kein Akaveh, I generally don't do a recitative. I just happen to write it now because I was asked to do a new approach. And I will possibly rethink my thinking about this. I doubt if I'll do two recitatives. I may change. And here, this is unfortunately a Greisen Ivre. Hashem Tzivokos is not a separate entity. It's Koyomar Hashem Melech Yisrael Vegoyaloi Hashem Tzivokos. And this is what he said. Ani Rishon Vani Rishon. So perhaps we can. This needs to be fixed. Okay?
Koyomar Hashem Melech Yisrael Vegoyaloi Hashem Tzivokos. Ani Rishon Vani Yochroin. Ani Rishon Vani Yochroin. Omi Baludai. Omi Baludai. Omi Baludai. Omi Baludai. Omi Baludai. Omi Moishim Yaretzion, Ve'olu Moishim Aretzion, Ve'olu Moishim Aretzion. Lishepoites Harisov, Lishepoites Harisov, Ve'yosev.
The Meloch. There's another composition which is almost as popular as this, and that's Rosenblatt's. But to do one after another would be impossible. One or the other. I will actually stick to Nosach, and the second sheet that I handed out, I wrote, again, a very simple sequential melody that is reminiscent of something else that you probably heard, very unoriginal, but easily to catch on to, and that's what I was really driving for. Now I'll start with Nusach.
Melon. mani kol hoy la mi kuloy bi khavoy da khom mi no sei ale kol re se bi kor re khom ve yoy fa ba dar gi yoy no ze khom ale kol yoy shvei shei ve Paul, chi ha to feo al tuo, e io vin col io tur, chi ha to i zarto, e io iman, con la scemini sciamo, Hashem, Elokei Yisroel, Melel, Umalichuso, Bakol Moshalo.
And then I go to this melody, Kachenu. If you'll join with me, please.
Kachenu b'mitzvoseho b'seimchenkeinu b'soiroseho sabeinu mitovecho b'samcheinu b'shuoseho kachenu b'mitzvoseho Sen kerkeyenu, besoyro seho, sawa beyenu, mitu bevecho, besam keyenu, mitu aseho, mitu avey, ligi beyenu, liyav decho, beyemez, yatoy lekim emez, udivarich omemez,
Something that they'll pick up immediately and sing with you without knowing it. I wrote a different melech than what everyone says. I have to do something different. I don't know if it's possible to put it across, though, to be honest. You might just say, meh, and that's the end. But try. You don't even have to start it. Okay.
Melech al kol ha'aretz, mekadesh mekadesh Yisrael. Melech al kol ha'aretz, mekadesh mekadesh Yisrael.
Inevitably.
Melech al kol Mekadesh Yisrael, Yahazik
Kodesh. Okay, that was Moshe Shulhoff with a masterclass, if you will, for the holidays on Malchuyos. Let's continue with Cantor Shulhoff. Let's hear his Kol Nidre, Moshe Shulhoff.
Thank you. Oh,
Moshe Shulhoff with Kol Nidre. We'll hear next Zacharti Lach from the Musaf service for Rosh Hashanah. Cantor Moshe Shulhoff.
Oh.
Well, we've been having a special here with the late, great cantor Moshe Schulhoff. We'll end with Ator Yodea. This is from the Maariv, Evening Service of Yom Kippur, and it's a composition by Moshe Genshoff. We'll conclude now with Ator Yodea, cantor Moshe Schulhoff.
Hadre voten ato, 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 hofes. Ato, hofes. Ato, hofes, kol echadre voten, ato, hofes, kol echadre. שיחפי לנו על כל פשועינו הלכת. שחותנו לפונך, שחותנו
Well, I hope you enjoyed this little different hour of Jewish soul music featuring cantor, the late great cantor Moshe Shulhof, whose unveiling will be on Monday, September 1st, at the Wellwood Cemetery in Long Island. You can get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I'll give you explicit directions. It's at the Maramorish section of the Wellwood Cemetery on Pinewood Road. Well, thank you so much for joining with me, and stay tuned for more of your favorite chazanis. Shalom.